Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's the Who to bring us back.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
From the rock opera, Tommy. Yeah, that's Roger. Mr. Daughtry on vocals there. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She is the small business tax expert in the world, the author of J.K. Lasser's Guide to Self-Employment. We've been talking about what self-employment is. We've been talking about some tax issues, some tax things that you need to know that you'll learn all about it from this book. They help you if you're a party of one, if you're a sole proprietor, if you're a contractor, which means you are a small business owner, et cetera, et cetera. If you fit those, that makes you one of about 20 million just in America. It's a big crowd, a big group. If we could get that group organized, we could change the world.
Well, that's a really great point. There are an awful lot of people there, and they have spouses and relatives.
If we could get sole proprietors organized, and I don't mean, and you know what, I don't mean do my bidding or your bidding. I mean get America back to our values, that to Main Street values, because I think all these folks, if you run a business for very long, you're going to have Main Street values. And anyway, that's for another story. I wanted you to give us an update on where these folks, these sole proprietors, these parties of one, these independent contractors, I wanted you to tell us where they stand with regard to Obamacare right now.
Well, great question, because sole proprietors, even though they think of themselves as business owner under the way Obamacare is set up, they're really just considered individuals. So they can't go into the shops, the exchanges for small businesses. They have to use the exchanges for individuals.
And I don't understand
what's going on with
those exchanges. I don't understand that. Do you?
Well, that's... No, I don't understand it, but that's the way it is. So
if they don't get that fixed, folks... The administration cannot say after that if they don't fix it where a real small, you know, I was a sole proprietor at one point in time, and then I've got employees now and et cetera, but I was one for a long time, and if they don't get this fixed, then they can no longer claim to care about small business, in my opinion, Barbara. What do you think?
Well. I don't think they can claim it anyway.
But they still claim
certainly,
it.
Certainly, yeah.
But to me, that would absolutely be an indictment of them if they don't get that fixed. But regardless, what do these guys got to do?
Every individual is supposed to have health coverage or pay a penalty starting January 1, unless this thing gets postponed.
Don't count on that. Let's assume it's not going to get postponed. What are they going to have to do?
Well, they better have health coverage or pay a penalty. Now, it may be cheaper to pay the penalty, but we all know you really want to have the coverage for
initially, here's what I'm worried about, Barbara. I'm worried about the people. You know, if you don't have coverage, then this plan may not be the right plan. You know, you may not get coverage with this plan. But if you do, what the people I'm worried about really are the ones who have coverage. They like the plan they have. They can afford the plan they have. It's working for them, but it doesn't have a bunch of things in it that they don't need because
they're
not paying for.
You have to take everything.
This is the crime of Obamacare. It
yes.
mandates, and I mean a crime too, folks. I mean that literally. It's a crime that you have to buy something that is loaded up with stuff you don't need.
That's
Barbara,
right. I have to pay for maternity care and well baby care, even though I'm well past my childbearing years.
Yes.
So, but I don't have a choice.
It's ridiculous. That's
what the insurance has to cover.
Which means that it puts it out of your price range, perhaps.
Well, it certainly means it raises the price. The idea is that we are paying for For everybody, for people who can't afford it. I mean, look, somebody's got to pay. There's no free lunch, and so somebody's paying. And who's paying? It's the people who have been playing by the rules all along.
Well, let me tell you this. Give you just my organization has gone online and has tried to find out what it's going to cost us under the new plan, and we cannot find out. We have registered, but we cannot get to the information. We don't know how it's going to treat us. Yeah, we can't get to it. How about that? Barbara, I need your website.
BarbaraWeltman.com.
They can find your books wherever books are sold, and check it out, her website, folks, BarbaraWeltman.com. Thanks, Barbara. Come back soon.
Sure will.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.